Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We must start by apologizing. We had a very severe attack, which we have managed to rectify, but we are relentless. We are indefatigable. There is no problem we cannot overcome. On this very evening of the 18th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time standing at approximately 12 minutes to 9 p.m. here, 12 minutes to 8 p.m. wherever you are, especially if you are in Biafra land and also in the Greenwich Mean Time, which is London, the United Kingdom, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to wherever you are. Those of you, especially in the Far Eastern part of the world, we are welcoming you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you, and as I do so, I will not fail but ask you to welcome other people as well. If they go to www.radiobiafra.co, they will receive Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is on satellite. We are a satellite broadcaster. Anything we do from this very place belonging to one of our brothers here in Prague, in Czech Republic, will be heard all over the world. People are listening all the way from Canada to Cambodia. People are listening from Russia to Rwanda. People are listening all the way from Britain to Botswana. There is nowhere you are on this earth that you will not receive Radio Biafra. Unadulterated, uncompromising, and relentless news coverage regarding what we are all going to do to restore our beloved country, the holy land called Biafra, because that land is holy, given to our ancestors by no other than God himself. We have inhabited that very space for over 5,000 years before the coming of the British, before the ceaseless subjugation, before the endless slavery. They have come to bring darkness where once there was light. They have come to bring division. They have come to bring hopelessness. They have brought political destitution and political irrelevance. That is all they have done to us. They are deporting us from everywhere now. They have asked us to leave the north as well. Our properties destroyed, our lives lost, bombs being thrown about all over the place. Anywhere there is a congregation of Biafrans that are killing us, this can no longer continue. That is why we are here, to let humanity understand, to let the world know about our plight and our afflictions. We are here to bring to the attention of the entirety of humanity the continuous, the perpetual injustice being meted out to the children of Biafra. And we must put an end to it. It is our duty, the duty of this very generation, to bring to an end the shame, the embarrassment, and the humiliation that has become the abominable contraption created by one man alone, Frederick Lugard, the zoological republic itself called Nigeria. We hate everything Nigerian. We despise it with a passion, and we will not relent. I will not relent until the name Nigeria no longer exists. I must continue to urge you, please, wherever you are, tell those around you. You can use your WhatsApp, you can use your BlackBerry, use your text message, go to Facebook, inbox people, tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra. We came a bit late, it's not our fault, not at all. But all the same, we do apologize. We are doing all we can. We cannot compete against $300 million budget that Jonathan gave to cyber hackers to disrupt our program now and again. It's only through the mercy and grace of Chukwu Abiama that some days, some weeks, we come unscathed. We are fighting relentlessly to ensure that anything that would disrupt our transmission, that thing is comprehensively defeated. This evening, we have done the same thing from here in Prague, in the Czech Republic, and we are continuing ceaselessly to make sure that this very good news, this news that will usher in the kingdom of God on earth called Biafra, that this very message of hope going out to the whole world continues unabated. We are here, and we are here to do justice to what is happening. On a day we are reporting the facts that we presented to you before, when we told you that Yoruba and Hausa people are criminals, we knew what we were saying. Well, we are correct, and today we have been proven right once again as we report on the issue.